our What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Newly confirmed Secretary of State Rex Tillerson introduced himself Thursday as, quote, the new guy, as he addressed hundreds of the department's personnel Thursday in the State Department lobby as he arrived for his first day on the job.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
The visit comes just a few days after 1,000 State Department officials in a dissent channel memo expressed opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, despite sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. Obama strengthened sanctions after U.S. intelligence agencies accused Russia of hacking computers connected to the Democratic Party as part of a broad campaign to undermine presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the move doesn't mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. Lady Gaga says she hopes her Super Bowl halftime show will celebrate inclusion and the spirit of equality during a time of national division. Gaga wouldn't reveal what songs she'll sing, how many costumes she'll wear, or any staging details, but she did promise a tremendously athletic show. The 13-minute concert will also feature an appearance by 90-year-old Tony Bennett, with whom she recorded a 2014 album of duets. The showdown between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons airs Sunday evening on Fox. This is VOA.